evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Thurlow Spurr, and that's my real name. And with a name like that, you just about got to be a musician. I have some wonderful young people who are very anxious to sing for you tonight, so before I say anything else, let's hear them, shall we?
Sing a new song.
Sing a new song.
Sing a new song.
Songs have become Spurlow favorites.
For Jesus came to me and brought salvation free and placed a jubilee of joy down in my heart. I've got a song that's singing, singing all day long. It's singing, singing things go wrong, but I keep singing of my Savior's love.
Shirley Beard, and she adds a feminine touch to the album, Men Sing.
I'll never be lonely again, never again,
never again,
for I have opened my heart's door to thee. Forget my foolish fears. I'll never be lonely again, never again.
Virgil Brockwood, an all-time favorite, from our songbook of time to sing, called Beyond the Sunset. Question for you. How big is God?
He's a mighty big God, isn't he? He's an almighty God, isn't he? He's as big as the heavens and big as the sea. A mighty big God, isn't he?
He's the God of all power, isn't he?
He's the God of each hour, isn't he?
He's as big as the problems that trouble me. A mighty big God, isn't he?
Old hymns have always been a part of the Spurlow presentation. Let's turn a page in the old hymn book and sing one of those all-time greats.
In the sweet,
that was the old. This is the new. We sure hope you like it.
From our new Spurlow folk album coming soon, and it's called Spurlow's Now.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Every day
I'll let it shine.
On Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on
every day, I'll let it shine. This the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This the light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine every day, every day, every day.
Did you really like that? You want to tell him? Go ahead.
Wherever God should lead my path today, I'll trust and never be afraid. Though dark and though uncertain be my way, I'll trust and never be afraid. My life is His to use as He sees best. His strength is mine to face each trial and test. No fears have I when in His love I rest. I'll trust and never be afraid. There is no path that is unknown to Him. Trust and never be afraid. For earth and sea and sky were formed by Him. I'll trust and never be afraid. His love is gently whispered through the trees. His power is echoed back by mighty seas. And though so small, He sees me on my knees. I'll trust and never be afraid. I'll trust and never.
Someone walked up to me and asked, "Why do you choose to read this book?" Well, I simply closed the pages of my book, looked him in the eye and said, "I read the Bible because the author's a personal friend of mine."
The mighty power of His word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of His word.
Mighty power.
It has durability and it will work for you and me. Mighty power of His word. You can read it in the good book. It's in the good book. So take the good book. His word is reliable. And best of all, it's very reliable. The mighty power of His word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of His word.
Mighty power.
Power of His word.
good book.
It's in the good book, so take a good look.
His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very,
and very pliable.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word. It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power. The mighty power.
Tried to discredit it. They said it was full of myths. They said it couldn't be depended upon, that it was old-fashioned, but the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. It still continues to be the world's bestseller. In the Bible, God has made the plan, his own redemption, clear. So for these next few minutes, this is the eternal word of God.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And I shall feast at the table spread for me.
Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord.
thing I found in my Bible.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's right!
And here's another thing.
Be good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
It's in the book.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is God's gracious command. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, for so shall thou dwell in the land. Trust in the Lord, O troubled soul, for nothing.
And I also read in my Bible that by God's salvation, we can have life. Everlasting life.
That whosoever believes.
soul of the world.
That he gave his, only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
That whosoever believeth might
power of his word,
the mighty power of
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here's the land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory shall rest on us all.
Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor. Only as free as that padlocked prison door. Only as strong as our love for this land.
Only as tall as we stand. Oh, here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory shall rest on us all.
Here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot behold.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory, her glory, her glory.
The land of opportunity, the greatest land of all. This is my country.
This is my country, land of my birth. This is my country.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. With liberty,
liberty
and justice,
justice
for all.
For all.
For all. For all.
For all.
For all.
Tonight, this young man, 6 months after he joined us. His name is Ron Veit, lives in Batesfield, Alabama. He's doing a song called I'd Rather Have Jesus in the key of C.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be held by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. this world affords today than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sense dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Ron Veep, Chickasaw, Alabama. Well, the last part of our program this evening is a package of music that we enjoy doing very much. And the reason why we like to do it is because it's kind of different. It's And so, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to sing for you in the final moments that we share together tonight some songs. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we'd like to sing for you some music that we think is I hate to interrupt anything, but what in the world is going on up there?
Thurlow, we were just looking at the new Spurlow souvenir program. It's great.
Yeah, and there's a picture of our splendor sacred song here, too.
You know what? There's a two-page spread of our high school assembly, you know, music for modern Americans that we do in the high schools, mm-hmm. which is a good place to do high school assemblies.
And there's also a picture of each Spurlow right inside. See right there.
It's right inside.
You know what? I got a sneaking suspicion some of these people like to see it up there close. And maybe they'd like to look at it for the next few minutes. I tell you what we're going to do. This book got a picture of everybody, a little biographical sketch, and a little bit about what we do and where we come from and who we are. It costs $1. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let you look at it for free till the end of the service. Then if you want to take it home with you, you have to pay for it.
But a day.
today I've learned the joy of giving. A bright tomorrow now awaits me, as in His love He leads me day by day.
There comes a time in one's life when the pressures of society become almost too much to bear.
You wonder what the future holds. Frustration every day unfolds. What is the answer?
What is the answer?
You wonder why you came to be and what will be your destiny. What is the answer?
What is the answer?
Your quest for life, when will it cease? Or will your searching still increase? What is the answer?
What is the answer?
With thrills you want to fill your cup, not caring when your time is up, but hopelessness keeps building up. What is the answer?
What is the answer?
The answer was written for all mankind. For those who will seek and find.
A world of hate is closing in. You realize the dread of sin. What is the answer?
What is the answer?
A troubled world of great despair, with fighting here and fighting there. What is the answer?
What is the answer?
You go to serve in uniform, to shoot and kill and lives deform. Is that the answer?
Is that the answer?
You demonstrate unlawfully with riot acts of great degree and no responsibility. Is that the answer?
Is that the answer? Oh.
The answer is nothing of man's design, but comes from the hand divine. A life completely confused continues to stumble on.
You satisfy your own desire, but morally you play with fire. Is that the answer?
Is that the answer?
You long to get away and flee and form your own society. Is that the answer?
Is that the answer?
You take a trip to find release and hope that drugs will bring you peace. Is that the answer?
Is that the answer?
You know that you must find your way. You cannot live another day. And so on bended knee pray. Oh, where's the answer?
Oh, where's the answer? Oh,
the answer.
The answer.
The answer.
The answer.
The answer.
Is very near.
The answer.
Is very near.
The answer.
Will never fail.
The answer.
Will lift the veil.
The answer.
The other day I was reading a well-known magazine, the Reader's Digest, and I was reading one of my favorite articles, My Most Unforgettable Character. And as I was reading this, I began to think, what if I were to write an article like this? Who would I choose to be my most unforgettable character? Well, it didn't take me long to decide upon the person. The person was a boy that I used to go steady with in high school. And his name was Jim. And he was on the basketball team, and I was a cheerleader at the time. And I was very proud to be going with him, and it was kind of for status at first, but then I really did like him. But as I grew to know him better and better, I realized that there was something really different about him. He was a Christian, and a very fine Christian boy. I was a Christian too, but there was something different about his life. There was something about his life that just radiated Jesus Christ in everything he did. And everything he did had no importance unless it was through Jesus Christ. And this was what made him so special. And I sort of just placed him upon a pedestal and wished that I could be like him. Well, this may seem like a very good story. Christian girl going with Christian boy, and both very active in school. But it was ended by a tragedy. It was at one of the basketball games, and as our team was winning the game and all the excitement was going on and the crowd was standing up cheering, all of a sudden it got real quiet and the audience quit cheering. And you could almost hear a pin drop. And Jim was lying on the floor. They immediately rushed him to the hospital. And although sometimes we want to ask God why, I knew that I couldn't ask him why. Jim had had a heart attack. And during his last few minutes of life, he came out of the coma, and as his mother was standing beside his bed, he said, "Mother, I'm not afraid." He said, "I have Jesus Christ, and there's nothing to be afraid of." He said, "Death is life to a Christian." This really made me realize that although I had Christ in my heart, I wasn't letting him work in my life. Because Christ can overcome all fear. And Christ came to bring us life. And he came to bring us an abundant life. But he also came to give us an eternal life with him. There's only one thing we have to be ready for in this life. We have to be ready to die. And we don't have to be afraid if we have Jesus Christ.
So what's the answer? We gave it to you just a moment ago. The answer is God. What's the most important thing in life? Well, if you were to ask any one of these young people who play in this band, or sing in this chorus, or travel with this group called the Spurlows, this is the answer they would give you.
Now walk with God, and he will be your dearest friend. Where you go, in everything you do, and